You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended comments he made in Parliament yesterday in response to the March for Justice protests. Mr. Morrison has been criticised for saying the nationwide rallies calling for equality and an end to gendered violence and sexism were a triumph because they weren't met with bullets. Greens leader Adam Bandt says the comment warrants an apology to the thousands of women that demonstrated.
Scott Morrison's message for the thousands of women marching around the country was be grateful you didn't get shot. That is a despicable statement. The Prime Minister just doesn't get it. He needs to apologise to everyone who came demanding justice and change.
The Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese, asked why the Prime Minister isn't listening to those who marched and taking real action on gendered violence. But the Prime Minister has strongly rejected the criticism.
That is an egregious misrepresentation of what I said in this House. If the Leader of the Opposition was indeed listening yesterday, Mr. Speaker, he would have heard me say that it was good and it was right. Sadly, it is the truth, as I was seeking only to represent that in many countries, sadly, that is not the case.
Natasha Stott Despoja is the founding chair of Our Watch, the National Foundation to Prevent Violence Against Women and Their Children. She describes the Prime Minister's remarks as inappropriate and saddening. Labor's Tanya Plibersek tabled in Parliament a petition demanding action on gendered violence, signed by 130,000 Australians. She says the Prime Minister simply doesn't understand.
Look, I really think that Scott Morrison just doesn't get it. We're at a moment in Australian history where women and are just sad and frustrated. We've just had enough. I just think he is missing the point.
Still in Canberra, aged care workers from across Australia have protested at Parliament House. Representatives from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, the United Workers Union and nurses say the recommendations from the final report of the Aged Care Royal Commission need to be reflected in the upcoming federal budget.
My name is Yuri. Yeah, I feel like very sad when we have a pandemic. The aged care is locked down and the resident, they really need to meet the family. So us, a carer, a nurse, we are their family and they really suffer because we need more carer to look after our lovely resident.
Acting Industrial Relations Minister Michaelia Cash is meeting crossbenchers this week as the federal government seeks support to get a new bill through Parliament. The coalition needs 3 of 5 votes from the upper house's crossbench to pass the package and is considering amendments in order to get support. The bill refers to workplace awards simplification, investment, enterprise agreements and casual employment. Green Senator Dr. Maureen Fruki made a passionate rejection of the bill in the Senate.
This bill seeks to suppress wages and erode working conditions for all workers, especially those who are the lowest paid, through a suite of measures designed to further shift the balance of power from workers to business. The Morrison government's clear agenda in putting this bill, the biggest attack on workers' rights since John Howard's Work Choices, is entrenching insecure work to the overwhelming benefit of big business. The Greens reject this bill and the Greens reject this government.
Meanwhile, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australians can expect around $12 billion in tax cuts between now and September. Middle income earners on $60,000 a year will pay $2,160 less tax compared to what they paid in the 2018-19 financial year. It comes as the JobKeeper program expiry date looms.
Lower taxes so that Australians can earn more and that Australians can keep more of what they earn. Since last July, $9 billion in lower taxes has passed its way through to the pockets of Australian families. And between March and September, another $12 billion in tax cuts, Mr. Speaker, for 11 million Australian workers and families. JobKeeper's been a remarkable program, but it was always a temporary targeted program. It was emergency support.
And finally, Scott Morrison is to receive a call from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who is seeking information about a 15-year-old boy who was deported unaccompanied last week to New Zealand. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has defended the scheme, which sees people who have served more than 12 months in jail deported to the country of their birth, whether they have family there or not.
And we make no apologies for it. In fact, we've cancelled now the visas of 6,300 non-citizen criminals. These are people who, unbelievably, when you look at their criminal histories, have gone on for years and years and years to commit criminal offences, including sexual assault and rape, against subsequent victims. And Mr. Speaker, I am proud of this government for the way in which we have kicked these people out of our country. Mr. Speaker, they will not offend again against Australian women and children.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.